Well, hello. You're listening to the Queens of the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled You Want My Love, is all about Lucille Hagman. Lucille was born in Macon, Georgia in 1894. From an early age, she sang in local church choirs and theater programs. By the age of 15, she was touring the U.S. South with Leonard Harper's Minstrel Stock Company. In 1914, she settled in Chicago, where she was often billed as the Georgia Peach, and she worked with Tony Jackson and Jelly Roll Morton before marrying the pianist-composer Bill Hagman. She later told a biographer, "I was a cabaret artist in those days and never had to play theaters, and I sang everything from the blues to popular songs. I think I can say without bragging that I made the St. Louis blues popular in Chicago. This was one of my featured numbers." Well, I can't think of a better place to start than to open this episode with St. Louis Blues.
Count the days
Lucille and her husband moved to Los Angeles, California in 1918, then to New York City the following year. Bill Hagman led a band accompanying Lucille called the Blue Flame Syncopators, which included trumpet player Jimmy Wade. In November of 1920, Lucille became the second African-American blues singer to record, after Mamie Smith. She made a series of recordings for Arto Records and then Paramount in 1922. Let's give a listen to one of her biggest hits, Arkansas Blues. Lucille lived in the Shuffle Inn in Harlem from November 1921 to January of 1922. On January 20th of 1922, she competed in a blues singing contest with Daisy Martin, Alice Leslie Carter, and Trixie Smith. Lucille placed second to Trixie Smith in that contest, which was held at the Manhattan Casino. Let's give a listen to Everybody's Blues.
Can help but shout. If you lose the best friend you've had, you never will be lonely, you can feel sad. Cause it's yours and it's mine, Lord, Lord, and it's everybody's.
From 1922 through late 1926, she recorded over 40 sides for Cameo Records. In this association, she was billed as the Cameo Girl. In 1926, she recorded with Clarence Williams Band for the Columbia label. She sang with a band that was led by George Doc Hyder in 1927 for a show in Philadelphia. Further into the decade, she performed in Harlem theaters with Hyder. Let's listen to this next selection, State Street Blues.
Gonna tell you, gonna tell you about a town out west with a great street they call State Street, and it was a bed. Find anywhere round us gather any weather out at Teen and Jones, a web at the rivers shake and shiver to a moaning saxophone. He bubbles say it was a gay white way where you would see the cows. I mean no in their box bag and me down. Down by your John C. Moore, yet loafing by the score. What a good for nothing clown. He's pocket picking men with drinking alcohol cans from the job they sure would shirk. Most every day, you'd hear them say they didn't have no use for words. But those good old days have passed and gone. Before I die, now I'm sad and blue.
In 1929, Lucille performed on the radio program Negro Achievement Hour on WAMC in New York City. She also performed in Clarence Williams' Revue at Lincoln Theater, and then in various venues in New York and Atlantic City through 1934. In 1932, she recorded two sides for OK Records. Here's Shake Your Cans.
Brother January sunbeam, the mogul of a secret lodge, told the sisters of their debt that they could not dodge. The mortgage on our building is long overdue. I'm giving your fair warning, sisters, it's up to you. I've had these little milk cans specially made. Y'all gotta do some hustling till the debts are paid. So go out and shake your can, forget your wash tub and your frying pan. On the street corners and in the hallway, we gotta get the money nowadays. It makes no difference where or how. Bring it when you come, we need it now. The mortgage is due, and it's up to you. So go out and shake your can. I know the kind of shaking y'all can do. Don't want nothing fancy, nothing new. You know what I mean? That's it, Sister Brown. The old-fashioned stuff, straight up and down. If a customer shows his coin and starts to grin, keep your can stock still till he puts it in. Will you take all he's got? Be sure he ain't sore. Shake it good and hard. Maybe he'll put in more. So go out and shake your can. Forget your wash tub and your frying pan. On the street corners and in the hallway, we gotta get the money nowadays. It makes no difference where or how. Bring it when you come, we need it now. The mortgage is due, and it's up to you. So go out and shake your can. Makes no difference where or how. Bring it when you come, we need it now. The mortgage is due, and it's up to you. So go out and shake your cans, I mean. So go out and shake your cans.
Around 1934, she retired from music as a profession and worked as a nurse. She came out of retirement in 1961 to record four songs accompanied by band leader Willie the Lion Smith on the album Songs We Taught Your Mother. Here's the title track to this episode. You'll Want My Love.
I am blue and lonesome too. Sweetheart, I don't know what to do. You broke my heart, and we must part, 'cause you cast my love aside. But someday, sweetheart, you may just want to hang around and say, I love you, dear, and want you near. But we'll be drifting far apart. Someday your heart will ache. Someday your heart will break. You're gonna sigh and cry. You're gonna wonder why I'm loving another one.
You're gonna feel so blue. I know what you will do. You'll want my love, but honey, it will be all gone. I am blue and lonesome too. Sweetheart, I don't know what to do. You broke my heart and we must part, 'cause you cast my love aside. But someday, sweetheart, you may hang around and wanna say I love you, dear, and want you near. But we'll be drifting far apart. Someday your heart will ache, someday your heart will break. You're gonna sigh and cry, you're gonna wonder why I'm loving another one. But it will be too late, my love will turn to hate. I know what you will do, you're gonna feel so blue. You'll want my love, but honey, it will be all gone. You'll want my love, but honey, it will be all gone.
That's all for this episode. Now don't forget to check out Misty Blues and our Queens of the Blues tribute show whenever possible. Here's some upcoming dates, which you can get more details on through our website, www.mistybluesband.com. On May 10th, we will be at the 62 Center for Theater and Dance for our 25th anniversary album release concert and premiere of the documentary on the making of that album in Williamstown, Massachusetts. We will be joined by most of the guest musicians on the album, including Early Times. On May 19th, we will return to the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, New York. Now, on May 23rd, we will be doing our Queens of the Blues show at Daryl's House for the first time in Pawling, New York. Now, our saxophonist Aaron Dean is a bit of a celebrity at Daryl's, as he performs there regularly with his Van Morrison tribute band, Moondance. On May 25th, we're at the Home Range Winery in Canaan, New York. So once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.